It isn't always easy to trust our intuition, but we often find after the fact that our first impression was a fairly accurate one. That notion is at the heart of Dr. Susan Scott's message. She's the current president of the Inner Peace Movement of Canada, in town to connect with Hawaii's Inner Peace Movement, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Susan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You know, we've all had first impressions turn out to be accurate. We've also had times in our lives probably where we didn't trust our first impression and later wished we had. Has that been your experience in people you talk to?
Yes. Many people say, you know, I knew something was going to happen and I didn't listen and I wish I had. Mm-hmm. And then other people say, you know, I had an impression about that and I followed it and it worked and I'm eternally grateful I did. So I think that's a common experience of people.
Well, how do you bring that, you know, how does a person bring that under control? We're talking about things that are not based in fact, right? We're talking about some pretty vague impressions that we get, aren't we?
This is true. You can't prove that you had a feeling or a hunch or an impression, but we do that.
Yeah.
Everybody does. I think the thing to me, Chris, is not thinking too much. We tend to be kind of analytical and we doubt ourselves. You know, you might get a feeling about something and think, no, that can't be right. And we kind of look for the logical reason, when if we just trust that gut feeling, that gut instinct, it is right. And so in a way, that is a fact. If we have a certain feeling about something, that's a fact.
Well, thinking might involve marshaling facts at our disposal that argue against doing something, that are things that might well be worth thinking about.
I think we need a balance. A balance between the intellect and the feelings, between the head and the heart, between the conscious and the unconscious. Mm-hmm. Because our feelings, our heart, will tell us the right way to go. But then we need to organize the facts that tell us yes or no so we can stay organized. Otherwise, we get disorganized and we're all over the place. So we do need to have a balance of the two, you know, that gut instinct, but understand what it is that we have been sensing.
Well, because first impressions can also lead to disaster, can't they?
It depends where the impression comes from. If we're thinking too much or just an idea, then that could lead to disaster. But 9 times out of 10, that gut instinct is right on.
Well, it's that 10th time that I'm thinking about, you know, and wondering how one prevents, you know, one does want to proceed you know, along some sort of rational course and avoid pitfalls. And without a really quantifiable way to do that, I'm wondering how you proceed.
Well, I think it comes with practice. At least that's been my experience. And I've been doing this stuff for like 40-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to really know what to follow and what not to follow. And what instincts to trust and which ones, you know, maybe I should look more into this before I, you know, jump in. And it's a matter of learning to gauge how I feel within myself. Sometimes I have just an inner certainty and I just do it because I know that's the right thing to do. But then other times it'll feel like, well, I'm not quite sure. And that's when I go and look for more facts to show me whether this might be a good course of action or it could be leading me into disaster.
How does how does a method that has worked for you translate into something that you can teach others?
Well, one of the things I do is I show people very simple techniques, how to listen to themselves. And we do it in different ways. Actually, there are 4 different ways which we perceive things. Some people get a picture in their mind. I mean, you might be driving along and you get a picture of a traffic jam on a certain road. You think, well, I think I won't go that way. I'll go a different route. And but that little picture is an indication of what to, you know, watch out for. Other people will get a feeling, just a gut feeling that something feels right or it doesn't feel right. There's something not quite in place. Other people will get a thought, an idea. We're just almost hearing it in their head. And then the fourth way is that people will have an inner knowing, just a hunch or just a knowing. You just know and you don't know how you know, but you know.
This all moves toward, I guess, what you'd have to call extrasensory perception, or an area of understanding beyond the accepted our accepted notions of what the mind can and cannot do.
Exactly. It is. It's outside the sort of logical thing. But we have those two parts to us. We have to remember we have those two natures. We have our intellect, which is analytical and likes to have facts so it understands. But then we have that whole realm of the feelings that you cannot really put a label on. You can't prove them. But you just have a feeling. You have a gut instinct about something. And you can't prove it until it turns out one way or the other.
How does following impulses or gut feelings lead to inner peace?
Well, for me, personally, it helps me to do the right thing at the right time. It helps me to save time rather than run around like a chicken with its head cut off. I could take the simplest, easiest route. And so it helps me to live life less stressfully, put it that way, and avoid the pitfalls, avoid things that might come up that might be unpleasant. And it just makes life easier. It makes it simpler. And I know even when I'm driving, I just follow my feelings so I can go in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And or if I'm going shopping, I mean, simple everyday things like going shopping. I know what I need and I go to the place where I need it. You know, I live in Montreal in Canada, and that we have wonderful shopping there, you know, because the French are very much into it. But I can go to precisely where I need to go when I need to get something. So I don't waste time going all over the place.
But that can't work all the time, can it?
9 times out of 10, it works for me because I've learned to trust it. I've learned to listen to it and to trust it.
So when people come to one of your lectures, that's the place you want them. That's what you want them to feel as they walk out?
What I like to do is to help people understand a bigger picture of themselves, who they are, the potential that they have, and how when they listen to that, they can do more with their life of whatever it is that they want to do. And they realize that they don't have to worry about things. You know, we have a bad habit of worrying. And they realize that they don't have to worry if they just learn to listen to what they have and to realize, too, that they have a purpose. We all have a purpose in life. And if we listen to that, listen to what our instincts are telling us, we will get more into our niche in life. And that's when things go easier for us.
Well, that's something everybody would very much like to have happen. So thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Sure. Dr. Susan Scott is the current president of the Inner Peace Movement of Canada. She and Shannon Papanen, Hawaii director of the Inner Peace Movement, are giving talks open to the public on Tuesday, May 16th at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Blaisdell Center Oahu Room on Ward Avenue in Honolulu, and you can get details on our Facebook page, The Conversation.